Lesson 3, The Fall of Adam and Eve. Purpose, to teach class members that the fall of Adam and Eve allowed each of us to enter mortality. Preparation, prayerfully study Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, Moses chapter 2, verse 28, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, and verses 22 and 25, and Moses chapter 4, verses 6 through 12. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. 2. Materials needed. A. The picture of Adam and Eve leaving the Garden of Eden. Picture 3 in the picture section of the manual, 62461, Gospel Art Picture Kit 101. B. A set of scriptures and a scripture marking pencil for each class member. Continue to encourage class members to bring their own scriptures to class each week. Note to the teacher, the decision of Adam and Eve to eat the forbidden fruit was not a sin, as it is sometimes considered by other Christian churches. It was a transgression, an act that was formally prohibited but not inherently wrong. Insert, Dallin H. Oaks, Conference Report, October 1993, page 98, or Ensign, November 1993, page 73. It was Eve who first transgressed the limits of Eden in order to initiate the conditions of mortality. Her act, whatever its nature, was formally a transgression but eternally a glorious necessity to open the doorway toward eternal life. Adam showed his wisdom by doing the same, and thus Eve and Adam fell that men might. B. Verse 25. Some Christians condemn Eve for her act, concluding that she and her daughters are somehow flawed by it. Not the Latter-day Saints. Informed by Revelation, we celebrate Eve's act and honor her wisdom and courage in the great episode called The Fall. See Eve and the Fall, Women, Salt Lake City, Deseret Book, pages 67 and 68. Joseph Smith taught that it was not a sin because God had decreed it. Words of Joseph Smith. Brigham Young declared, "We should never blame Mother Eve, not the least." Journal of Discourses, Volume 13, page 145. Elder Joseph Fielding Smith said, "I never speak of the part Eve took in this fall as a sin, nor do I accuse Adam of a sin. This was a transgression of the law, but not a sin, or it was something that Adam and Eve had to do." Joseph Fielding Smith, Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 1, pages 114 and 115. This suggested contrast between a sin and a transgression reminds us of the careful wording in the second article of faith. We believe that men will be punished for their own sins and not for Adam's transgression. It also echoes a familiar distinction in the law. Some acts, like murder, are crimes because they are inherently wrong. Other acts, like operating without a license, are crimes only because they are legally prohibited. Under these distinctions, the act that produced the fall was not a sin, inherently wrong, but a transgression, wrong because it was formally prohibited. These words are not always used to denote something different, but this distinction seems meaningful in the circumstances of the fall. The fall was necessary for us to progress toward exaltation. We have to experience mortality to become like our Father in heaven, and Adam and Eve fulfilled their mission to make this possible. Help class members appreciate that the fall of Adam and Eve enabled each of us to receive a body and come to earth to gain experience in choosing between good and evil. Suggested lesson development, the callings of Adam and Eve. Discussion. Imagine you were given the opportunity to live in a world where sickness, sorrow, sin, pain, and death were unknown. Would you like to live in such a world? Point out that when Adam and Eve were first placed on the earth, they lived in such a world. In the Garden of Eden, there was no sorrow, pain, or death. However, Adam and Eve made a choice they knew would require them to leave the Garden of Eden. Display the picture of Adam and Eve leaving the garden. This lesson will discuss why they made that choice and how their choice has affected all of us. Explain that Adam and Eve were chosen in the premortal life for a special mission. What was their mission? Why were they chosen to do this? Help class members realize that Adam and Eve were chosen to be the first people on earth because of their faithfulness. They were among the noble and great of our Heavenly Father's children. Abraham, chapter 3, verse 22. Adam, then known by the name of Michael, helped create the world and was one of those who led the righteous spirits to victory in the war against the rebellious Lucifer. The Fall. Scripture discussion. What commandments did God give Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden? Have class members read Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, or Moses chapter 2, verse 28, and Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, or Moses chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, to discover two commandments given to Adam and Eve by Heavenly Father to multiply and replenish, fill the earth, and to refrain from eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. See also Moses chapter 2, verse 28, and Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Explain that Adam and Eve could not keep both these commandments. If they chose to eat the fruit, they would be cast out of the Garden of Eden. But if they did not eat the fruit and remained in the garden, they would not be able to have children to multiply and replenish the earth. Because the Garden of Eden was a place of innocence while Adam and Eve lived there, they could not change or progress in any way, including having children. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. Quotation. Read or have a class member read the following statement by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. To bring the plan of happiness to fruition, fulfillment, God issued to Adam and Eve the first commandment ever given to mankind. It was a commandment to beget children. A law was explained to them. Should they eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, their bodies would change. Mortality and eventual death would come upon them, but partaking of that fruit was prerequisite to their parenthood. Conference Report, October 1993, page 46, or Ensign, November 1993, page 34. What happened to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden? Scripture discussion. Have class members tell what they know about the fall. Then have a class member read Moses chapter 4, verses 6 through 12, aloud. You may want to have class members take turns reading one verse each. What did Satan say would happen if Eve ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? See Moses chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Why did he tell Eve this? Moses chapter 4, verse 6. Emphasize that Satan did not know that eating the fruit was a necessary part of God's plan for Adam and Eve. Which part of Satan's argument was true? Moses chapter 4, verse 11. Which part was not true? Moses chapter 4, verse 10. What are some ways Satan combines truth and lies today to persuade us to do what he wants? Why did Adam and then Eve eat the fruit? Have class members understand that Adam and Eve acted with understanding and used freedom of choice. They realized that if they did not eat the fruit, they would not be able to have children, and they would not be able to learn to make righteous decisions. They wisely chose to eat the fruit. Chalkboard discussion. What are the effects of the fall on Adam and Eve's descendants, including us? Label two columns on the chalkboard, before the fall and after the fall. Have class members develop a list of conditions before the fall and a list of conditions after the fall. Following is an example with some suggestions. Before the fall, no mortal experience. After the fall, mortal experience. Before the fall, no testing or probation. After the fall, testing and probation. Before the fall, no mortal body. After the fall, mortal body. Before the fall, limited choices. After the fall, unlimited choices. Before the fall, no work. After the fall, work. Before the fall, no judgment. After the fall, judgment. Before the fall, no sin or opposition. After the fall, sin and opposition. Before the fall, no repentance needed. After the fall, repentance. Before the fall, no joy or pain. After the fall, joy and pain. Before the fall, no need for a Savior. After the fall, the Savior and His atonement. Before the fall, no opportunity for exaltation. After the fall, opportunity for exaltation. Scripture discussion. Have class members read 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 22 through 25. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 22 through 25. Suggest that class members mark verse 25. Remind class members not to mark in library copies or borrowed copies of the scriptures. What would have happened to Adam and Eve if they had not eaten of the forbidden fruit? They would have remained in the Garden of Eden without progressing. They would have known no joy because they knew no misery. They would have had no children. Also, God's plan of salvation would have been frustrated. What would have happened to us if Adam and Eve had not eaten the fruit? Because they would not have had children, we would not have had the opportunity to be born on this earth. Have class members look at 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25 again. How is the fall of Adam and Eve essential to your eternal joy? The fall enabled us to be born on earth where we can learn and progress toward exaltation and eternal joy. Testimony. Testify that Adam and Eve made a deliberate choice to partake of the forbidden fruit. Their choice did not come from a desire to disobey the Lord, but from a desire to gain wisdom. Because of this choice, we have the opportunity to come to earth and learn, as Adam and Eve did, how to choose good over evil. Express your gratitude for Adam and Eve and the choice they made. Encourage class members to follow Adam and Eve's example and choose good over evil. Enrichment activities. You may want to use one or more of these activities during the lesson. 1. Invite the mother of a newborn baby to come to class to show her baby to the class and share her feelings about the privilege of bringing a new spirit into mortality. Explain to class members that this would not have been possible if Adam and Eve had not chosen to partake of the fruit. 2. If Old Testament video presentations 53224 is available, show The Fall, a 7-minute segment, instead of reading the quotation from Elder Nelson. 3. Explain to class members that they were among the righteous spirits with Adam in the premortal world. Help them realize that they are like Adam and Eve. Write two headings on the chalkboard, Adam and Eve and Me. Begin by listing on the chalkboard one way we are like Adam and Eve. Discuss this similarity, and then have class members list as many other similarities as they can. Discuss each similarity as it is added to the list. The finished chalkboard will look something like this. Adam and Eve, spirit children of God. Me, spirit child of God. Adam and Eve, given agency to choose between good and evil. Me, given agency to choose between good and evil. Adam and Eve, used agency to follow God. Me, using agency to follow God. Adam and Eve, special mission, first man and woman. Me, special mission, held back until last dispensation. As you discuss the final item under Me, you may want to use the following statement from Elder Ezra Taft Benson. Elder Benson was a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles when he made this statement. He later became the 13th president of the church. For nearly 6,000 years, God has held you in reserve to make your appearance in the final days before the second coming of the Lord. God has saved for the final inning some of his strongest children, who will help bear off the kingdom triumphantly. And that is where you come in, for you are the generation that must be prepared to meet your God. In His Steps, BYU Speeches of the Year, 1979, pages 59 and 60. Encourage class members to continue to be like Adam and Eve, following their righteous examples. End of Lesson 3, The Fall of Adam and Eve.